Marana, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muktisab, can we recite one rakat for Witr Salah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you study the ahadith regarding Witr Salat, Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, who was born in Gaza in the year 150, passed away 204 in Cairo, Egypt. He only lived for 54 years. The legacy he left, remember, very few people in the world will leave. Rahimahullah, his fatwa and verdict is this: the minimum rakats for Witr Salat is 1 rakat, and the maximum is 11 rakats, and the best is 3 rakats, and the 3 rakats best is you read 2 and make salam, and then you read 1 rakat, although you can read 3 rakats one way also, according to the Shafi'is. Hanafis and them say no, it's only 3 rakats. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that the people came and they said Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh is reading Witr Salat 1 rakat. They came to Abdullah ibn Abbas and said, Ya Abdullah, you are the big faqih, you are the big scholar and mufassir Quran, commentator of Quran. So tell us, is this right? He told them, Da'hu, you leave him. He knows what he's doing. Fa'innahu faqihun, he's a jurist, he's a scholar himself and so forth. So it's a flexible issue according to majority scholars, but the Hanafis say no, that you read 3 rakats only, la yuzadu wa la yunqas, you can't increase it, you can't decrease it, so it's an academic discussion. So best is you read 3 rakats according to all schools.
Mufti Sahab, what can I read to wake up on time, and what dua can I read for barakah for having a good sleep?
To have good sleep, you must sleep early. So remember, you want to watch the movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, watch the soccer, cricket, entertainment. All these are satanic activities. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. The true believers are those who shun and turn away from the futile speech, futile actions, and so forth. All these are futile haram actions. Who will say it's permissible? Only a crazy guy, a nutcase, maybe eating coconuts or something. So we need to be very clear on that issue there. And then perform huzu, read Surah Tabarak if you can. Otherwise, read the 4 quls and read Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha in the beginning. And then read the dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Put your alarm on your cell phone and read the last 4 verses of Surah Kahf. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdaus nuzula, right till the end of Surah Kahf. Wala yushrik bi ibadati rabbihi ahada. So once you read that, my brother, sister, you say and speak to Allah, wake me up 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, never mind Fajr, Allah will wake you up for tahajjud. This is not hadith, this is amalul awliya, about reading the last 4. I'm doing this for 40 years plus now. But Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah wakes us up. So what is mercy and so forth. We put the alarm and we get Junaid Mota to phone us also, because sometimes we can oversleep, Allah forbid. So Junaid Mota phones me also and we talk also. So in the early part of the morning, so Junaid Mota is Jinnat Mota, he's here 2 o'clock, 2:30. So you know, mashallah, we need people like that to shake us up also.
Mufti Sahab, give us the Arabic text of this dua in Arabic. O Allah, count them, kill them one by one, and do not let any of them remain, refers to the enemies of the Muslims.
Remember, you need to understand the circumstances. You know where Tan'im is, where Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, after the Hajj was completed. Now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba are want to return from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, Siddiqah Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came crying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the honorable wives, your honorable wives, my co-wives, like you know, they all perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj because a menses started before Hajj. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, go with your brother there to Tan'im, and that is the hill outside the haram, and then you make your ihram there, and then go perform Umrah and come back. Once you perform Umrah like that, it will incorporate the Tawaful Wida, the farewell Tawaf, as Imam Bukhari has mentioned, and that is the fatwa and verdict according to all the schools, and then you come back. So this incident happened there at Tad'im. So remember that Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken out by the mushrikeen. You see that? And then Khubayb told them that don't think I'm fearing death. I want to, you must give me opportunity to read 2 rakat salat before you execute me. So they allowed him that. Awwalu man sanna ar-rakatayn. So the first person to read the rakatayn, then awwalu man sanna rakatayn ay qabla al-wafat wa qabla al-maut was him. Remember that, Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala an. And then he made the dua. This is what you are asking. Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. We read now. Against the Jutlas, against the Americans, against the British, against the Hindus who are oppressing the Muslims in India. Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. He is in Makkah and he sent his salam to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. So imagine what love they had for the master alayhi salatu wasalam. Go open Bukhari Sharif, go open Kitabul Maghazi, go open Fathul Bari of Ibn Hajar, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. All the details are there. When you're reading, the tears will just roll down. What were things Sahabas did and so forth. So that is his incident, Khubayb, and then he was executed by them as well.
Ustisab, is nikah valid in a musalla?
Whether you perform nikah in a masjid or you perform in a musalla or you perform at home, everywhere it is valid. The question we have to ask is, where is the best place? Hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, A'linun nikah, announce the nikah. So we have nikah announcements tomorrow. Normally Mona Zahid does it. Last week he sent me a message. I was in Cape Town. He said 13 nikahs, 1-3. So mashallah, today also there's a nikah. You understood? I think after Asr, after Maghrib, our brother Suleiman Esob, myself, in our program between 11 and 12, we will announce it inshallah. So, and tomorrow is the time between 10 and 10:30. So Mozaid is on leave. New Year's Day he'll start inshallah. So Suleiman Esob is filling in during that. So tomorrow, 10 to 10:30, all of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, family member is getting married, send it to me, 071-888-1184, or send it to the tablet and 084-786-3132. Send it to both, no problem. So inshallah, then we will announce it as well. And those of you getting married today, also send it, we'll announce it. Send it now in the morning, and between 11 and 12, we will announce it, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best age to get married?
Remember the hadith, I forgot to complete the hadith in Tirmidhi, A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the masjid, that's the best place. So musalla permissible, in the house permissible, but best place is the masjid. So always have your nikah in the masjid. Myself, if you tell me you're going to have nikah in the house, me, I won't come. So you tell me in the masjid, I'll tell you I'll come, but normally we don't attend after that, because of all your upside down business you'll do, most cases, we don't say all but most time. So what was the question, Mohana? The next question you asked,
what is the best age to get married?
Right, perfect. What is the best age to get married? Look at the hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Oh, you group of youngsters, you bursting with energy, that lust and passion is there with you, and you are in your prime. So whoever has the means to get married, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ, you'll keep your gaze down, وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, and it will be there to protect your private part. So in Islam, we should get married whilst we are young, provided that we have the means to look after our wife. Not now you go for collection everywhere. If you don't have the means, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَعَلَيْهِ بِصَوْمِ, if you don't have the means, then start fasting. فَإِنَّ الصِّيَامَ فَإِنَّ الصَّوْمَ لَهُ وِجَاعٌ, because that will crush your desires and break the desire. So every day, every second day, every third day you fast. So in that way there. So Islam brought about solutions for all times, all places. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the ladli, the sahibzadi, the piari, the most beloved child of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything we have a whole dossier and a whole lexicon. It's called Asma'ul Rijal wa Nisa. We are the only people on the face of this earth. Did I say so? No. Montgomery Watt said so. The Orientalist. Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T, was a priest. He wrote several books. Muhammad in Makkah, Muhammad in Medina. They don't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to say Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wrote a book called The Formative Period. In there he writes, I had to study all this there when I was doing work at the university. So nevertheless, you must remember, he says, you Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth. You have a chain transmission and you have the profile of 500,000 people. Nobody else in the world has this. So there you will find Siddiqa, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. The nikah was performed in the second year of the hijrah after the Ghazwa-e Badr, and she, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, was 15 years old and 5 months, 15 and a half years old. So we're not saying you must get your daughter married at that time, but get them married as soon as possible, 18, 19, 20. All this business of getting them married, 25, 30, they must finish their degree, they must finish this, they must finish, all that is not permissible in Islam. How many haram things it leads to. Go to the Arab countries, the mahar is so high, 1 million riyals and so forth, then they get become lesbian, the men become gays. How many problems it leads to. So in the Muslim Arab countries, Allahumma hassin farji, Ya Allah, protect my private part. Sahih hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, that is what Islam teaches, chastity and purity. So get married as soon as possible.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for women to dye their hair different colors?
Remember, for a Muslim male, Muslim female, to dye their hair is permissible, but not black. One day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Abu Quhafa. Abu Quhafa is the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He embraced Islam on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, 8th year after Hijrah, 21st of Ramadan, Saturday it was, and they embraced Islam in their droves and droves. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. So one day the Master alayhi salam saw him, his hair was gone whitish, greyish. The hadith in Muslim Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Aba Quhafa, غَيِّرُ الشَّيْبِ, they changed the color of your greyish and whitish hair. وَجْتَنِ Sawad, but abstain from black. So you sisters, you can't be putting black dye. The men also can't be putting black. It's not permissible. One, two exceptions are different, but the rule is this, is not permissible. So that's the issue there. Second one is this. Now you lady, you want to become like the clowns in the West, like how their clowns look like and their queens look like and their prostitutes look like. One side green, one side pink, one side blonde, one side brown and you want to imitate them, all that is haram. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum, who imitates the enemies of Islam and the non-Muslims, you become part and parcel of them. That shows you are suffering from the inferiority complex. Ihsas-e kamtari be mubtala. Islam is the best, we must share it with the rest. We must alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We must influence the lives of others, not get influenced by them. West is the best and white is right is their slogan. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. They're the biggest terrorists and haramis, as you can see in the world today. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.